Okay, cool. What are we doing this week?
Well, Gary, you'll notice that I'm carrying a piece of the illustrious truth fruit.
Truth fruit?
Yeah, truth fruit, also known as a pumpkin.
Is it the fruit that you, if you make sour things sweet, they sell in head shops?
Maybe.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
That's a candy thing. Yeah, huh. Miracle fruit.
Hmm.
Gives you the true flavors of lemons and shit.
Oh, wow. That actually sounds kind of good.
Yeah, I haven't done it, but anywho.
There's a head shop down the street from where I live.
Well, of course there is in legendary Pottville, Cincinnati, Ohio.
I know, right? We got that sweet Kentucky herb right across from the river. Oh, hi, Riff.
City.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I brought you this pumpkin. I'm still not sure what's going on.
Oh, all right. So, Gary, if you'll take this blade and cut the pumpkin in half, we will read its entrails as though it were chicken.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Love pumpkin cutters.
Yeah. I chose this because it's an easy sound effect to put in. And you'll see.
That's right. And because Riff just got a job at pumpkins.com.
Yeah. All your pumpkin needs.
Yeah. Business is booming in May.
Yeah. You know, well, listen, I'm looking at this chart and things get really good for us around September and October. After that, I don't know what you guys are doing out there.
Blue
the
ocean.
Sales team needs to get fucking in gear. It's our pumpkin sales in November take a huge nosedive.
Well, you know, you get a little bit of the cornucopia bump, but that's about
all.
Oh,
that's true.
And those pie dollars. But but quick, the steam is settling. Let me look at the guts. Samurai ghost.
Fine.
Gary, give me the sword.
Okay, here you are.
Here we go. All right, I just want
to make
sure.
Are you going to pumpkin cut Harry Carry yourself?
I just don't want you to do that.
Yeah, because that'd be the worst way to do it. Like a pumpkin cutter? Christ.
Ooh, yeah, draw a festive looking face in your abdomen.
Hello, Mom. Welcome to my funeral.
Why did you turn into the Big Bopper?
I don't know. That's the voice of my stomach. You put on the edge of the coffin, like, flip-up shirt, and then, like, a little smiley face or an imp or something. It's just a carved out face. That's, funeral face.
Like what you're doing is you're pitching some kind of weird threadless tea that like takes the Japanese woodcut style and it's like a bunch of kids carving pumpkins for Halloween, but it's a samurai harakiriing himself with a jack-o'-lantern face. It's a good one. It's not gonna win or anything, but
yeah.
Give it the old college try.
The shirts for you assholes.
Yeah,
we'll send it down to our Threadful.
Threadful.
Oh, Penny Threadfuls. There we go.
Oh, very nice.
Done. Yep.
There we are. Who
That's
are you,
a
Gary?
.com if I ever heard one.
Yeah. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And I'm Riff Connor.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we nominally play bad games so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us? Thank you for joining us, Riff.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
it's great
yeah.
to finally more or less meet you guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So you're from Asymmetric, the Kingdom of Loathing Dudes, and also the sweet, sweet podcast stylings of Video Games Hot Dog.
That's right. And we just recently broke the top 300. So whee!
Yay.
That usually lasts about an hour in our experience.
Somebody will come up with a Minecraft thing.
Yeah.
Or some MMO related podcast. And or what always hurts my feelings more than I should. It doesn't actually hurt my feelings. But I love it when like shows that have not been on the air for like we'll be somewhere on the charts and then shows that have not been on the air forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like beat it like, oh, it's the old Retronauts feed.
Yeah.
They're not updating it anymore, but
or it's like, you know, the official publisher podcast of The Suffering 2, like
yeah.
something that came out in like 2007.
Yeah. That happens all the time. Like, who's listening to that?
Yeah. Or something that's like miscategorized, like the official White Chicks production cast. Like,
Yeah,
it's like one guy somewhere who decided he really, really liked those three episodes and is just listening to them over and over.
I really feel like that this added to my enjoyment.
Your White Chicks and Experience.
Yeah,
they had the backups. This whole apartment full of floppy disks, like.
Oh, but yes, thank you for joining us, even though we inflicted this on you. Just that Junie wants to play this dumb game.
Yeah, dumb game suggested by Brandon Douglas, friend of the show and personal friend, who Cole and I met at Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
Yeah, he sang The Killers, Mr. Brightside, at karaoke.
Yeah, and he also did our current the Watch Out for Fireballs Facebook logo right
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Brandon's an awesome dude.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his lovely girlfriend Miranda.
Yeah.
And but he suggested the Samurai Ghost game, and if you hate animation, you will love this episode. If you like 3-frame walk cycles, this is the game for you.
Three frame raw walk cycles, and then eerily smooth
sword cycles.
Yeah, you just like...
it has the combat action from Quap. Like...
Oh man, Quap fencing.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Have either of you played Probably Archery?
No.
Yeah,
I like that game a lot.
Yeah, it's like a Surgeon Simulator style approach to archery, and a fencing version of that would be pretty like the next obvious step, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and the whole awkward controls as genre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But you control, you're a samurai with blaringly red hair, which I'm sure has some kind of significance in Japanese mythology, which is what this is, nominally, or at the very least a terrible, terrible representation of it. He controls his sword kind of like it's a toy crane.
yeah, that's a good way to put it. Is it a guy or a girl? I thought it was a lady.
Ooh, I don't
I want to say it's a guy, but I can't like provide any kind of evidence.
He didn't flip up the skirt.
I don't mean to beat it
in less than 2 hours and get the version of the bikini that you get.
I don't mean to be normative, but from what I remember of the sprite, his jaw is pretty lantern like.
Yeah, just very long flowing red hair though, which made me think, and I'm not saying it to be, I'm in no way transphobic, but I thought it looked a little bit like a transsexual to me because of the super jaw and then the other feminine features. Like it's a very androgynous sprite.
I feel like I've maybe seen like an old style Japanese woodcut or painting or something that depicted some samurai hero is having a big flowing mane of shock red hair like that. I don't know if I'm just inventing that memory or if that's a real thing.
Yeah, I can see it for sure.
Actually, this is verifiable. It is the resurrected ghost of the famed samurai Taira no Kagekiyo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, who is a historical figure and is indeed a dude.
Okay. And here's a picture of him on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
As well,
I love that art style.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty great. Yeah, mm-hmm. But his hair notably is not red.
Yeah, it's a weird choice.
Yeah,
for him to wear a wig during this.
Yeah,
the yeah.
So this is what this is the second game we've done for TG16, including JJ and Jeff.
Yes. Yeah, and boy, does it, you know. We did our hardware episode of Watch Out for Fireballs, and I think some people thought that we were giving some systems a short shrift, but just based on our very limited sample set, like this is the TurboGrafx 16. I'm sure there are good, better games for it, but they just keep showing up on this show.
I'm impressed by the technical side of this.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's pretty enough. I mean, I'm not up on my history. What platforms were around at the same time as this?
Genesis, like this was all like around like 1990. This was released in 1992. And like for an action game, these are some of the bigger sprites I've seen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
I'm glad, Riff, that you said that you're not up on your history, because it gives me, you know, because I wanted to. I'm also not up on my history. What's Japan?
Also, it is 1850 and their ports have been closed to us.
If you ever want to, I'll give that joke away for free to people. If you're ever at a restaurant and someone explains a menu and then says any questions at the end, say, yes, what's dinner? And it's very funny. I think, I'm sorry to pat myself on the back, but I think it's very funny and no waiter or waitress ever gets it. Like, they will start to explain like two words of what dinner is. Yeah, it's great.
Do they just read the specials off to you again? Like, oh, no, the fish is about to go bad.
Oh, well, that's... And then they'll kind of laugh. But they start explaining to this idiot what dinner is. And it's the best.
Do they, like, assume that you're some kind of Brendan Fraser in Blast from the Past, like sheltered man-child?
You know what? I do it, too. Like, I think they're just...
When only two meals existed.
Yeah, because they would have called it supper. Come on.
Well, days were shorter back then, right?
Yeah.
According to the Bible. I think it's because they're in work mode, so they're so used to being in service of people.
Oh, yeah.
That they can't shake off the, like, this person asked me a question, I have to answer it politely and honestly, you know?
I think that that's a symptom of a broader sickness, which is the need to impress or make a waiter laugh.
Yes.
Which I suffer from.
That is a gross sickness on my part.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, my father is a great... sufferer of that illness, so I've worked to avoid developing that myself.
It's hereditary. It's a ticking time bomb in your uterus, buddy.
Jeez. I'm just picturing some kind of like genetics chart between the two of those. God, what are those called? Not Lamarck charts, but oh well. High school is gone. I saw one of my friends just uploaded a picture of me in high school today.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's choice.
That whole group. It's at his birthday party, which I have no recollection of. And we're standing around with candy cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we all know anybody who says that they remember that birthday party wasn't really there.
Yeah. We had to have been like 17, like that was our big Halo year. Yeah. And that is Halo Group 2004 is really we had t-shirts made and everything. No, we didn't. We didn't have t-shirts made.
Cake shaped like Master Chief, that sort of thing.
Master Chef with the Master Chief. Come on, kids. It's, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that picture is real good.
Yeah. I'll have to put that in a place where it can be linked to. Yeah, and you'll notice right in front of me is David, currently from the level. So
yeah, is it Merkel in the center?
No, that is our friend Mike.
It kind of looks like Ben.
A little bit.
No, a little bit.
Yeah,
like a young Ben. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both have kind of a little bit of a sleepy look to them.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But yes, it is a funny picture, and it kind of caught me by surprise. Yes. Yeah.
I'm not trying to tease you too bad. Like, there are blood-curdling pictures of me, of course, like everybody.
Yeah.
Like, there are I can't remember what I said it before. The picture, my high school senior picture, I should find at some point. It's really miraculous. Mm. It's real good. So, at some point, if I ever find that, if you link that picture of you when you're a little kid, I'll find that picture of me, and we can link that as well.
Little kid, 17 years old. If I was in feudal Japan, I would have, like, four kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You would have already been on a samurai quest. You'd already been a ghost.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I would be sitting at a crossroads waiting for challengers to approach me. just waiting for somebody to finally best me and end this misery. Oh, man. This is a sequel, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, the Genpei Toma Den, which is the
same sort of thing.
Nope.
That's what Wikipedia has to say.
Yeah. That's not linked.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Genpei Toma Den, yeah.
Hmm.
It's also a side-scrolling beat 'em up. It looks like it's the same thing, but probably a little bit worse.
Yeah. The Genji and Heike Tale of the Demon's Demise, Volume 2. Yeah.
It sounds cool.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like you did. This old lady says, "Like, go slay a demon." And you're like, "Yeah,
you know, yeah.
Let's do
you
it."
Got it.
Yeah,
down for that.
Yeah. See this real cool metal, like the running off onto the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really cool.
Yeah, and like there are pretty cool set pieces throughout this entire thing, like the skeleton level.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it is problematic. However,
yeah,
like it is not a good game.
Yeah,
you're invincible. I had a real problem with invincibility. Like I could just kept dying, you know, and you'd get hit, and then you'd walk, like you'd get hit by a spear, get knocked back a couple pixels, walk forward, get knocked back a couple pixels, and lose half your life candles.
Fire again and again and again.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about as far as I got as the level with the skull spider.
Oh God, yeah, that thing. Oh. I got slightly farther than that. I beat the third boss, that crazy robot that you kill by jumping on his knee and stabbing him in the face.
Holy shit.
And then after that I was thinking, man, how much longer is this game going to go on? If that was about halfway, then I could probably do this. And then it cuts to the overworld map, and the tiny island on the left burst into flames, and the character walks onto the giant
walks 4 pixels. Oh.
And then the old lady says, well, it was, don't be inattention. And then the next level is labeled hurting zone.
That's good.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah. I think you got to the climax, like what probably should be the climax of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you know, if you don't be inattention, hurting zone, like your work is done.
I figured there was no way that, well, it was very unlikely that anything else would be that funny.
Well, no, if you get past the hurting zone, you like you're right next to the pain plane. So perfectly fine. Okay, so I played this game a couple weeks ago. I played a little bit more to refresh my memory, but I want you guys to try and decipher a note that I took on this index card. Okay. I'm just going to read the line. Tell me what I'm referring to, because I have no earthly idea. CAPTCHA ad hotels. Oh, wait, that isn't even referring to a thing. That was an off-topic thing that just happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Trick question.
Oh,
that's hardly fair.
What movie did this happen in? Boom, wasn't it a movie. It was a dream I had.
Yeah.
Psych.
Yeah, no. There's no way for you to know what this is.
Yeah. Sorry, no. It was right before I played. I was like, ooh, we go off topic. And sometimes I write down things to... Oh, no, yeah. I'm opening the kimono. Yeah. No. So disregard that. But also I'll keep it in.
Sorry. I will. One of my favorite bit of the Wikipedia of Samurai Ghost is this fun little bit of trivia that says the original Japanese version subtitle was misromanized as Maki no Fatatsu by the official Game Facts website, and the error was later fixed. Like, that's some trivia. Right there.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all good now. All right.
An alarm's going off in some room. Two people are standing by keyholes on the opposite sides of the room. They're like sweating and like saluting a flag. And the screen refreshes.
Like, frequently on you. Like frantically on Game Facts.
Yep. And then they drop their keys from their trembling hands and they say, oh, God, life is such a fragile coil.
not like this.
Man, the company that made this made some good games though. Like, these are the guys who did the Game Boy Advance Klonoa games.
Really?
Which are decent. They did the Katamari game for 360, the beautiful Katamari.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, it's not, it didn't do anything for the series, but it's a good game,
right?
And then weird.
So the crazier thing, and it might be burning cast for our eventual Yo Noid episode, but they developed the Yo Noid game, and originally in Japan it was called Kamen no Ninja Hanuman or Hanamaru, which to me just it might be a Super Mario 2 level like reskin.
I think that I know that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Like, it used to be, you know, that is not the Noid's name in Japan.
Yeah. Like, what does common mean? Is that something like monster? That's kaiju. Shit. I'll shut up now. All I know is there's a common rider somehow, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Japan, they call him Annual Gift Man. He lives on the moon.
Speaking of rider, they also did Sonic Riders. Yeah, they don't fall off.
Yeah. I don't know Sonic Riders.
Ooh, Ninja Assault. Did you ever play that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys aren't so bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're at about half and half.
Yeah. And published by Namco.
Yeah. Which makes which half would we put this in?
Redemption or miserable?
Yeah, oh. of the half of NowPro's illustrious catalog. I'm gonna say bottom half. Pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty, but it doesn't play well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it moves. Like, it, and like, for the fact that you're controlling this weird, gangly, like, anatomically correct tall person, like, it does control decently. The level design is actually super shitty in this game, though. Like, you just kind of go through this endless background until you just hit a red gate and the level just ends and opens up again somewhere else.
And it's, like, so flat. It's like they knew that, like, spikes and one character width wide elevators and fire were all things, but the idea of a hill or, like, a platform that you can walk along.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't do more planes, because if you're up even a couple of feet, your character's head would touch the
top
of the thing. Like, you're too tall for multiple planes.
He's weighing his head on the score.
Yeah. My life candles.
And I light his hair on fire.
On the health bar. All that hairspray. Yeah.
He does kind of look like an 80s glam rocker a little bit.
Yeah.
But what am I thinking of here? Like, do you think that's a product of this being like an arcade ass game? Like, I could see this being like
very arcadey. Yeah, I could seriously see putting quarters into that right next to Rastan. Definitely.
Oh yeah. I could see it being next to Time Warriors or whatever that was.
Some serious Rastanism, Rastanfarianism.
Yeah,
going on in this game.
Yeah, well, big enough sprites so you can Rastan bait it.
Hey. The Game Facts on the message board, what somebody says, I play this game to get high. And it's like there's two message board posts, and that's one of them.
Like by itself?
And no one's responded. Oh, just the game itself, yeah. Well, you have to smoke it, but it does get you high. Like,
these are some good pixels, man.
They're on the message board on GameFAQs for Samurai Ghost. There's one topic that's I play this game to get high, no responses. One other topic that is just blarg that has 10 pages of responses.
That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Blarg.
Was he Liz Lemon?
Yeah. There's one review, and the name of the review is, I swear I will cut you. What's going on? Like, did I accidentally cheat death in a Final Destination-esque, like, on my way home, and now I'm just reading what Satan has for me to read?
Like, this is, okay, so you're being gang-stalked, and this is how the people who are coming after you know to get a hold of you.
Through the Samurai Ghost message board.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
So,
yeah, true.
I mean, there's not much we can do about that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get a sense that nobody who spoke English touched this, which is kind of a prosaic thing to say about a game from this era, but how a pity you are.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It could have stood a little bit of extra time in the oven.
Yeah.
I think but you know, it's fine. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's not crazy enough to be that interesting. Like, it's crazy, but you don't get enough text.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, So there's that.
So petering across the finish line.
Yeah. Yeah, it's slumping.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Slumping hard.
This company made the Silence, or the Game Boy Advance port of Silence Scope.
Oh. Yeah, that seems misguided to me.
Also, Wii U port or sequel to Silence Scope.
Oh, well, that's a better idea.
Well, it's good to know that they're still going.
No, that's my idea. That's a Cole Ross original.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a good, really good idea. Or, man, you could do it with that's a terrible idea. I was going to say you could do it with the 3DS with the camera. And do like an ARG thing, but that's terrible.
Oh yeah,
I hadn't even thought of that, because then you're pretending to shoot people in real life.
Yeah.
And that's a terrible idea.
Yes, we'll put a tiny round monitor on the top of a light gun, and you can go out in the real world. And
how long will it be before there's Oculus like technology for that though? Like still a little time. There's already that game that like affects the room you're in, like that horror game that just adds elements to the room you're in.
That
will become a thing.
Oh my gosh.
Sniper games for Google Glass.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, it's a game that you play in a specific cordoned off corner of a convention. One person has an Oculus Rift and they have little LEDs on their index finger and thumb. And everybody around them is walking around, but this guy is holding his index finger and thumb ahead of in front of him, and he is crushing their heads.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oculus, I crush your head.
You wouldn't even have to have it be a specific cordoned off corridor. Like you could just walk. That would be a great Google Glass game. Like that really. Knock the pretension out of those fuckers, explorers.
Yeah. No, my favorite Google Glass game is running away from everybody who wants to beat up people with Google Glass.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out of restaurants is a game.
Yeah. Oh, did you read that open letter?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
There's this guy who got kicked out of a restaurant for wearing Google Glass because the owners were afraid that he was infringing people's privacy. I tend to agree with the owner in this situation. Like, it's kind of a new technology and it puts people on edge, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But this guy went back and he wrote just like the shittiest, most petulant customer is always right, like letter, which was basically, first. I can afford Google Glass, therefore I should be able to eat at your restaurant, you plebs.
Oh yeah, great. There's a way to make people sympathetic to your cause.
Yeah, especially now in this current socioeconomic client.
Yeah,
sympathy for the rich has never been higher.
I know, right? Nanomachines are being perfected in order to make the world's smallest violin even smaller, and visible only with Google Glass.
I read that and that made me very mad. Yeah. Like, I don't know if we've had like the opportunity to complain about it yet on air about like that culture of technocracy, like kind of thing that reminds me of, but that's pretty rough.
Yeah. I don't think that we have. I mean, and I think that like in theory, I'm on board with like, futurism or whatever, or like transhumanism, like, whatever. Whatever we need to do.
Cyber me up.
Exactly.
Buttercup.
That is the thing that was typed into an AOL chat box in 1996. You know this to be true.
Or recently, if Buttercup is the name of one of those ponies,
I
can guarantee it is. And if it's not.
It's somebody's OC. Do not steal.
I'm not anti-technology or anything.
Yeah, yeah. But
Yeah,
no, and I think that it is specific to a very small subsection of like San Francisco, Silicon Valley,
and that's it's the same mindset that handing out code books to the homeless thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that is
yeah.
that it reminds me of that. Like, it is comes from a similar place of really grotesque privilege.
Yeah. Okay. It took me a second to remember what you were talking about because I was thinking like World War II espionage code books.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Shipping them over to like Vichy France in order to leave hobo signs for the rebels.
Yes.
Alternate history.
Everyone knows the homeless speak in a language that is unreproducible by Germans.
Yeah. It's like Navajo wind talkers, but for a specific
the Gruffalo soldiers.
When a homeless person talks, all the German hears is
when you first said you thought you heard code books, for a second I also thought about like Game Genie code books.
Oh yeah.
Like, which,
this is all the homeless people are the magicians that know the cheat codes for real life.
Wait, that happens in the Invisibles. That is the the Invisibles. So
also, you were describing the premise for the unshot alternate ending for The Wizard. We've been going for about the allotted time, so do you want to button this up?
Yeah, let's save some of this for the other things we are going to record.
Yes.
Riff, where can... thank you very much, Brandon. for presenting this game. Oh, yes. I don't know if I can tell you to go fuck yourself. Like, I, you know,
you're like a nice dude. I have a really hard time telling people I know, like I've met, to go fuck themselves.
You know, I don't know him, so I could if you wanted to.
Do you want to say it for us, Riff?
I mean, I don't feel that strongly about this game, so maybe just like go stub your toe.
Yeah, go stub yourself. Cool. If you don't start telling people you know to go fuck themselves, like to their face, because it's really fun. Like, no one will ever expect it. Like, if anyone ever does something mine, you're like, go fuck yourself. Like, I get that is a good way to get big laughs at my workplace. So, just throwing that out there. No one expects it. Or I also like doing it on Facebook if someone does like a thank you for all the birthday wishes thing that they have. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Honeymoon's over.
Yeah, we. I know, you had your day.
Welcome to the 364. Bitch.
Yeah. We 363. On Fridays at work, we pretty much have like go fuck yourself Fridays. Uh-huh. Because nice. We say it a lot. Yeah.
I think you seemed like a counselor there. Not really.
Yeah. Okay, so Brandon, we love you.
Yes.
Riff, where can people find you?
I'm at Rifflesby on Twitter, and the game I write for is kingdomofloathing.com, and we've got the podcast is Video Games Hot Dog, available on your fine internet purveyors of podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, all of which are recommended.
Yeah. Also by Word Realms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Please.
It is very good.
If you are into us and you want to support us or suggest anything, you can go to duckfeed.tv, contact to suggest games. Mm-hmm.
There's also a widget on duckfeed.tv/abject suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then duckfeed.tv/tipjar to support us monetarily.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I feel that's enough. Check out the other shows. And as usual, you know, just thank you for listening.
Absolutely. And what we are doing next week. Do we announce that on the show? I can't remember.
Yes, we do. Yeah. This next one's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. Jeffrey Lawton, your friend and ours, suggested Horse Isle, the Secret Land of Horses.
Wow.
Which is a horse-based MMO that we are not the target audience for.
Jenny is going to love that one, I bet.
Yeah. Has she played it?
No, but every now and then when I see a new horse raising sim, I'll mention it to her and she'll go, oh my God. Oh,
okay. Gary, over under on how long it takes us to talk about Horse Master.
Yeah. On that like, episode. Not long. Not long. I wonder how this game will compare to Horse Master.
the Twine masterpiece Horse Master. That's what that's called, right? I'm not making an ass of myself, am I?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Horse Master. Cool. The game of Horse Mastery.
Yep. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So thank you, Jeffrey, for that. That is going to be very special. I assume I'm going to be put on some kind of list because that is an MMO. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And we are going to do our best to try to find ways to play it together.
Oh, yes.
Too. So hopefully we'll have some fun experience of that. And I encourage anyone who's listening.
You can get a horse costume. Yeah. One of you can be the front half and the other can be the back.
Yeah.
I always assume podcast talking into Cole's butthole. No, I prefer not.
Yeah, I prefer you don't too.
Yeah,
I have personal space.
It's interesting
issues.
Though that you immediately assumed that you would be the back half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, neither of us are short men, but you are the taller one, so it would make more sense for you to be the front.
That's true. Well, I also don't want you to talk into my butthole for an entire
yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah, no thank you.
No.
But people who are listening to the show should go get Horse Isle accounts and then let's name ourselves like Abject Suffering something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can find us on there, and it would be really funny and fun if people who listen to the show found us on Horse Isle, the Secret Land of Horses.
Yeah, so actually that's going to be pretty important. So now that you mentioned this, let's invade this game. So like say, let's say
it down.
write it down. Go to facebook.com/abject suffering, and we will put up we'll put out the call to say like what the operative dates are for this, because I know Gary you have some travel, but let's get like at least like three or four good days of this in.
Least, you know, you don't have to clear out your week. But, you know, spend a, a half hour just really making things interesting on these horses. So
for these children, for these horse children. So, oh man, that's going to be, that's going to be fun.
That's going to be, the best episode of the year. So, anything else?
No. Thanks again, Riff.
Yeah. Thanks, Riff.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yay.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.